brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Jim Tucker, I could talk to him all day, but he's leaving in 5 minutes. And then we'll continue with all the news and other very informative guests. Presidential candidate Gary Johnson joining us. Okay, you were going over Zelikow, World Bank head, and others in these meetings with Kissinger, these closed-door globalist pre-Bilderberg steering committee meetings, and the fact that they're very upset, and there was some key info that they're upset with dealing with the American people. Jim Tucker.
Yes, a conversation overheard between Zelik, Kissinger, and Rockefeller in his wheelchair, although we couldn't hear Rockefeller say anything. Kissinger's Rockefeller's valet issue. Bemoan the fact that Americans had become aware that if the so-called rebels in Libya should win, or partially win, just get end up with a piece of the territory, the Taliban, Al-Qaeda kids, will be in great shape because they're part of the rebellion. The Taliban and Al-Qaeda are part, a significant part, of the rebel forces in Libya. So if the rebels prevail even partially, holding just part of the country, the Taliban will be in position to attack Washington on the level of 9/11. And they're very upset that Americans became aware of that. And they groused about the expletive newspapers and broadcasters that exposed that information and force it into the, they call it the national press, referring to broadcasters, TV outlets.
And why? Because they're running and supporting Al-Qaeda and using the terror to take our liberty? Specifically, why are they upset about that?
Well, I don't think the, as bad as they are, the Bilderberg kids really intended to help Al-Qaeda, but they did intend to manufacture a big war in Libya to, so that they could inflame the entire Middle East, as I mentioned earlier, and rationalize the U.S. attack on Iran. I think that they were just, in their ignorance, were simply unaware that the Taliban was a significant part of the rebel movement. But nevertheless, if they succeed, if the rebels succeed to any degree, the Taliban will be as strong as it was, but it as capable as it was of killing 3,000 Americans as it was on 9/11.
So they're upset the American people know that they're basically giving Al-Qaeda, Taliban, a new base of operations, and they know that this is going to backfire on them and is backfiring?
Yes, and they're outraged that it was these newspapers and broadcasters did it and forced it into what they call the national press, although the Washington Post was forced in, New York Times, L.A. Times, all of which are represented Bilderberg on their promises of secrecy, felt forced to acknowledge the Taliban role. It put on the jump page deep inside the story, which would normally have been the chief whiz page one lead.
Jim, we've only got 1 minute left. Quick, any other bombshells that you've got? This is incredible.
Well, I think we're just about exhausted this for this year. But get ready for the higher gas taxes so that we can continue our recession, so that we'll be happy to have a world government at the end of 2012.
As our saviors. And again, when's the date in Switzerland of the 2011 Bilderberg confab?
Oh, Lord, it's June 10 to 13.
And you're going to be there, right?
Yes.
I may jump on an aircraft and join you. I'm already going to be the keynote speaker at Talkers in New York right before that. I may just get on an airplane and come out there.
Well, you'll know where I'm staying, so we'll certainly get in touch.
Well, Jim, you're incredible. If I don't get on an airplane and come out to Switzerland, I've always wanted to see Switzerland and confront these people. We will have you here live with us, correct?
Very good.
Jim, you are awesome. We'll let you go now. Thank you so much, and we appreciate you breaking that information. Find out more at AmericanFreePress.net, Infowars.com, and DrudgeReport.com. Thank you, Jim.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I'm going to get into masses of vital news. And then coming up in the next hour, for 30 minutes, we got Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster going over what the S&P downgrade on the dollar is. They're saying that it looks like we may lose the AAA rating. What that's going to signify with financial expert Bob Chapman, who's predicted all of this with precision. Gary Johnson, former governor of New Mexico, threw his hat in the ring. He's in New Hampshire right now. He was in studio a few months ago with us, and I said, "You're getting ready to run for president, right? That's why you're doing a tour." And has a new book out. And he kind of went, "Well, we're gauging the waters." Well, now he's thrown the hat in the ring. He's in New Hampshire. We'll be talking to the Libertarian / Republican in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast. And I've just got masses of incredible news. Fukushima radiation exposure much higher than mainstream media admits. Huge story there. We also have Matt Ryan's report getting into the video shot by the robots and the drones showing the massive devastation at Fukushima. Also, New York budget cuts include closing 20 fire stations while millions of dollars are spent to buy toxic fluoride, that's a toxic byproduct of the aluminum and fertilizer industry, to dump it in the water. Also, the 9/11 first responders, cops, military, medical workers are being basically put on watch list. Just absolutely incredible that that's going on. 9/11 responders to be warned they will be screened by FBI terrorism watch list because they can't be trusted. Well, we got the internal documents 2 years ago. None of it has to do with Taliban, Al-Qaeda. They're completely protected, green-lighted. underwear bomber, helped on the plane by the State Department, Detroit Free Press, AP. We told you a month before with the lawyer who was on board and witnessed it all happen. The guy didn't even have a passport. And the embassy gave him a visa. And then men in suits, a guy in a suit, helped get him on the plane. And it was so powerful, the airport was saying, no, you got to have ID. And the guy showed him some credentials and got him on. Point is, they're using these terrorists to menace us. And meanwhile, it's all pointed at the cops, the military, because you used to have guns. You can't be trusted. They know that the firemen and police, I've been to New York many times, are waking up to Building 7 being blown up. It's all targeting you. That's what's so sick about this. You better grow up. Some of you out there, you know, cops that pull over people with Ron Paul stickers, the Bob Barr stickers. You know, these are the Myack reports. First came out in Missouri. Now we learn it's nationwide. All right, I'm now ranting. The point is, that's all coming up. Right now, the Drudge Report in the last 4 or 5 years has led the way every year, breaking the blockade. I've been reporting on Bilderberg Group for 16-plus years, Jim Tucker for 36, 37, since 1975. Do the math. I guess 37 years. And until about a decade ago, the media made fun of him and said it didn't exist. Now they just make fun and say, oh, global elites, hundreds of them meeting in secret, royalty, Rothschilds, Rockefellers, presidents, you know, governors who always turn out to then be presidents. Rick Perry went a few years ago. Got to watch him. They just make fun of you. But now, because of the Drudge Report, and you got to give them the credit, taking our reports and other foreign reports and breaking the news blockade in the U.S., they've gone from making fun of Bilderberg Group and saying it doesn't exist to now mainstream news and mainline conservative talk show hosts saying, yeah, the Bilderberg Group wants one world government. And then their public meeting, Davos, they called for $100 trillion more 3 months ago in additional taxpayer money, put up Telegraph or AP headline, Davos calls for $100 trillion in additional funds that they can leverage to infinity through fractional reserve banking. The point is, they can't play games anymore. They can't deny this stuff exists anymore. They tried ridicule. They tried laughing at us. They tried ignoring us. It's over. The dam's broken. The genie's out of the bottle. The cow left the barn. Chickens flew the coop. The train left the station. And I'm going to Paul Watson here in just a moment to give him some marching orders, one of my best researchers and writers out there. But after he leaves us, I just want to break down how positive things are. Yes, it was the best of times, the worst of times. What a tale of two cities. It's only when things start getting bad that people get off the bench and get in the game. And the question is, will you get off the bench and wake up and break your conditioning and the trance you're under before we let the globalists carry us to the end of the road? And let me tell you, it isn't pretty. So I want to give you the positive news and the negative news, then news blitz, take a few calls ahead of the governor and others joining us. But I want to bring Watson up. Watson, good job on covering the Jim Tucker information. It is red-linked up near the top of Drudge Report, which, again, that's like winning a major touchdown in the InfoWar. You know, instead of getting 500,000 visitors to InfoWars.com and, you know, 350,000 to Prison Planet today, we'll get conservatively, one time it was 3 million individual users. It's usually about 1 million. We'll get 1 million people, 1 million people reading that today. And then it gets even better. Every blog under the sun will then copy our article, because I could care less about getting the traffic. I want them seeing that info. I want my children to grow up free. I want to defeat these criminal globalists. I got a beef with them. I'm obsessed with defeating them. I don't like bullies squatting on me and dominating me. You ever had a bully sit on your chest and spit in your face and sit there and just hit you in the face while his friends laugh? That happened to me a lot, folks. And you know what? I'm glad it happened. It made me who I am. I talk a lot about it. 10, 11, 12, 13 years old, getting the snot beat out of me every week, every month, if I was lucky. until I finally found, when I was about 12 and a half, 13, doesn't matter if this kid's 4 years older than me and weighs 100 pounds more, and I'm little and skinny, and he's sitting on my chest, spitting in my face. If I just get angry, he can't stop me. I'm going to throw him off, and then I'm going to sit there, and I'm going to break his nose and knock his teeth out. And you know what? The punk deserves it. But you know what? You can't beat somebody's butt unless you're in the right. That's what the founder of the Texas Rangers said. A man in the wrong can't stand up against a man in the right if the man in the right keeps on a-coming. And you know what? You may bring me down, New World Order. You may kill me deader than a hammer. But it was Lord Nelson that said, damn the maneuvers, go straight at them. And then it was a U.S. admiral who said, damn the torpedoes, just go straight at them. And that's what I'm saying. I'm coming straight on for the New World Order. I can smell blood. I can smell fear. I can smell defeat. I am a human torpedo. A salvo, a torpedo of truth. And if you're going to call me and say I'm copying Charlie Sheen, it's the other way around. I love it that he picks up my little terms. The point is, we are torpedoes of truth. We are salvos. Violent torpedoes of truth for liberty. And we are coming on. We are committed to the fight like we're on the cavalry pouring in against the enemy. And I got my saber and they got theirs. And we're just going to have a hack and slash. And that's just the end of it. And nothing on earth is going to stop us in the info war. So the globalists want to stage terror attacks and demonize liberty movements. They can have a war with us. But we're reaching out to the military and the police. Just commit. Nothing's going to stop you. There's no standing down now. We're going in. We're going in hot. And let me tell you, we're getting some serious damage on the New World Order. We're blowing the daylights out of them. And they're scared. The White House is scared. Cass Sunstein's scared. I know Jim Tucker's 100% Ironside source. The proof's in the pudding, but I don't even need that. I got Brzezinski in public. I got the globalist documents. Watson, obviously you need to say update on the Drudge link, and then at the bottom, you know, say go to the bottom for the update on the globalists wanting to raise by the end of next year. That's confirming what the oil company execs told Williams, that they're going to try to go to $7 a gallon to bankrupt us with the deindustrialization of the economy, the post-industrial system. The fact that they're hopping mad that it's in the L.A. Times, New York Times, everywhere, because the alternative media reported months ago, they've been forced to report Taliban, Al-Qaeda is the core group leading the rebels. Paul, you said you were listening. Did you, a great writer over at PrisonPlanet.com, the editor, did you hear that bombshell info with Jim Tucker?
Yes, Alex. The Al-Qaeda stuff is in the article, a few paragraphs before the end, so that's already in there.
What about the bombshell oil info?
No, I didn't include any of that.
Yeah, that's the big, because you remember 2008, it was 2006, he said they're going to pop the housing bubble, and Esalen sources confirmed that. We need to, you know, maybe add some of his predictions there so folks know how serious this is, and then even Wikipedia has links to the old articles he wrote to prove it. He called it in 2006. They popped the housing bubble by 2008. In 2007, from his sources, he said now they're going to run up the gas prices in 2008. You even wrote articles at the time, 2008. I was at Bilderberg covering it. And it went up to 149. Then he said they were going to drop it. Before they did, it did drop. And so basically, it's the same intel we're getting from William, because he has former head of one of the big three oil company execs telling the same thing. It's an agenda. We need to get that in there, or maybe its own article, but then a link with an update at the top. I know you're doing one on Columbine and this latest copycat there in Littleton with the propane bomb, but, I mean, obviously that's bombshell, Watson, correct?
Yeah, well, the bombshell thing about it is the fact that Kissinger wants it to go on through 2012, meaning to the at least another year. Given the fact that it's already cost American taxpayers at least, and this is just up to April 4th, so we're talking 2 weeks ago, $608 million for this intervention in a civil war in North Africa, when in places like New York they're shutting down 20 fire stations, laying off police, and basically mothballing entire communities. I mean, imagine if some people are talking about 20 or 30 years. This is billions and billions of dollars that are going to be spent on this, supporting Al-Qaeda and the rebels, and it's only going to further bankrupt the U.S. as it loses its AAA credit rating and the dollar plummet.
Well, Watson, you want to hold over for five more or you want to get to the article?
I'll beef the article up now.
All right, well done. We'll be right back with key information, the good news and the bad news and the ugly news. Stay with us.
$3.49, $3.59, $3.79. How much pain at the pump can you handle? Ease your pain now. Did you know you can increase gas mileage by 25 to 45% or even as high as 60% by adding water? Go to SaveYourGasMoney.com and learn how you can save an average of $750 to $1,850 per year with our hydrogen on-demand technology. Running our hydrogen gas through your engine is the equivalent of using 140 octane fuel. See how it works at SaveYourGasMoney.com. We have two complete systems for all cars, trucks, and SUVs for gas and diesel engines. Our gas-saving stainless steel units install easily in about 2 hours with no engine modifications and no extra parts needed. It's completely safe, American-made, requires no maintenance, comes with a lifetime warranty, great technical support, and same-day shipping. Visit SaveYourGasMoney.com or call 888-887-9981. That's 888-887-9981. Ease your pain at the pump with SaveYourGasMoney.com.
Alex Jones here with key information. The U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme that relies on the Treasury continuously selling large amounts of government bonds to foreign central banks. With Japan about to become a seller of U.S. bonds in order to rebuild its own nation, and the U.S. antagonizing China by calling them currency manipulators, the Federal Reserve, which is already buying about 70% of U.S. treasuries, will soon be the only buyer left of U.S. treasuries. Our friends at the National Inflation Association believe that the U.S. dollar will soon become worthless, and Americans will see the purchasing power of their incomes and savings destroyed. I strongly urge my fellow Americans to sign up for the free NIA newsletter at www.inflation.us. If you are sick and tired of the economic propaganda and the mainstream media, sign up for free at inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
My name is Megan, and this is my LifeLock story.
Imagine opening your door and coming face-to-face with your identity thief.
Identity thieves use my identity to buy cell phones and computers online. They shipped the stolen phones to my home, where they actually staked out my house waiting for the delivery.
Fortunately, Megan had advanced warning from LifeLock, and a potential tragedy was averted.
I believed LifeLock would protect me from identity theft, but when thieves showed up at my home, LifeLock just may have saved more than money. LifeLock's services are amazing. They do what they say they'll do, and it's worth it.
LifeLock is on a mission to help stop identity theft, but they can't protect you if you're not a member. The call takes just minutes, plus you'll get 60 days of LifeLock risk-free. If you're not delighted, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment, and you won't pay a cent. Restrictions apply. See LifeLock.com for details. Call 1-800-560-0031. 1-800-560-0031. 1-800-560-0031.
All right, I've already covered some of the positive news, but when you read what Cass Sunstein, the regulations are, has written publicly, he says, the alternative media is killing us. We've got to set up a taxation system first, a government takeover of the web where we place announcements over people's websites saying things aren't true and then directing them to government or trusted sources. We need to reach out more to the mainstream media, the dinosaur media, to demonize alternative views. And then we need to prepare the public for the arrest of people that engage in conspiracy theories. And he gave a list. He said, and you can pull this up. I mean, this has been even in Reuters. And they report it with a straight face. A New York magazine last month wrote an article kind of agreeing with Cass Sunstein and saying, Alex Jones might be a dangerous guy. You know, Alex Jones is doing some really bad stuff. Is Cass Sunstein right saying, shut Alex down, you know? I mean, they're really doing this. And the Internet, new ID, Chinese-style ID, Obama announced last Friday, 7 days ago, the new announcement that all over the country, the cops are grabbing your cell phone data illegally and hacking your phones because they have back doors built in them and grabbing all the data off of it. The smartphones, not just Apple, telling you all week, smartphones are all jacked in, Telecommunications Act of 96. And Franken, the moron senator, he is a moron, anti-liberty, anti-gun, anti-family, is saying he wants to have an investigation. Well, investigate your own Senate and House then, Bubba. They're not going to like, we need to find out who committed this crime. Oh, we did. Oh, excuse me. Well, then I guess it's okay. This is all systematic. This is all systematic. But the good news is they're panicking. For Cass Sunstein to come out and say that and do that and say, nobody trusts the mainstream media. We've also got to pose as conspiracy theorists. Alternative media is what that is a buzzword for. And anybody who questions the system, anybody who doesn't believe the lies being read off Obama's teleprompter, is a conspiracy theorist. I mean, a month and a half ago, we were conspiracy theorists who said there were ground troops from the West in Libya, and now it's been admitted, but we only had the sources from Europe admitting it at the time. But the issue I'm getting at here is the system is in trouble. They've lost all credibility. Congress has an 11%. The president's got an all-time low for a president 2 years into their administration. These big mega corporations are in trouble because now conservatives are finally figuring out the big mega corporations are not free market and are using big government and corporate welfare to not just fund themselves with taxpayer money, but shut down their competition with regulations. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, for like a week straight, I dial through conservative and mainline radio, and it's channel after channel. They're saying the same thing. I tune in Glenn Beck last night saying the same thing. I've been monitoring every day for over a decade. I've never seen something like this. And you've got Brzezinski freaking out last year, saying for the first time the entire world is awake to the global elite and we are in trouble. And he's one of the top architects of this system under Jimmy Carter and now Obama, one of his top foreign advisors on national security matters, geopolitical matters. And humanity is awake and staring for the first time in world history. What do we get out of major high-level Bilderberg Group source directly from Tucker? Who, again, you can take to the bank. Man, what are we going to do without Tucker? Let me tell you, boy, he has put some miles on that body. He smokes filterless Pall Malls. And he can drink me under the table back when I was a drink. Sorry. Tim's a great guy, man. He is the real McCoy of an old-timer type. But not until his gum chewing's done, you know, when they're on assignment. Then, well, that's how reporters are anyways. That's where you find all the big scoops. I'm just in there with a pad and paper while he's talking. And, Jim is something else, folks. How could anybody smoke filterless cigarettes one after the other? But side issue. Inside Bilderberg steering group, because they have monthly meetings ahead of it regionally with smaller numbers of the leadership, they are totally depressed, freaked out, and just want to bankrupt everybody, thinking that if we're totally poor, they'll use poverty like Mexico does or North Korea does as a way to just put us in abject despotism via the economic weapon of impoverishment so we're controlled. And they are, and by the way, I don't even have to believe Jim Tucker, even though trust but verify. The globalists are always saying this publicly. They want a post-industrial world. So I want to finish up with the good news and then some of the bad news. Because the good news is we're waking up to these crooks. The bad news is they foresaw that we'd wake up, not this much, but they foresaw it. So they put a police state in worldwide to try to suppress us when we did wake up. Because we're waking up a little bit earlier than they thought we would, and their whole timetable's behind schedule. The point is, the fight is on. We're in the fight.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Started coming out of Obama to big fundraisers. And I was reading reports where they make reporters pay tens of thousands of dollars to even get into these things. And they don't even let them record, but some, of course, sneak and do it. And there's Obama up there talking about these evil bankers and how they want to get us. Well, his whole administration is run not by your corner bank, not by the bank down the street that does a great job loaning money out, not by your credit union, not by your local savings and loan, but by the big six megabanks. And to hear all of the conservatives, I mean all of them, and it's a talking point from this show, not a talking point from the old George Bush days in the White House, bought and paid for by the same interest, via self-preservation, all of these middle class and upper middle class and nouveau riche people thought they were part of the elite, helped cover up the Bilderberg Group and the New World Order. I remember all these mainline talk show hosts, Limbaugh and others, for years. There's no such thing as the Bilderberg Group. Kook detector. He'd play the sound of helicopters in the background. Really, the Miami Herald and a bunch of other newspapers reported on black helicopters doing takeover drills. But, again, they would make jokes about it. Well, it doesn't work anymore. When they laugh at us talking about this, they get laughed at. And so now, listening to all of them, they're explaining that there's a super rich elite that want collectivism and that get the government corporate welfare and that use regulations to shut down competition. And I was stuck in traffic doing errands last night, left a little early, and I listened to almost all of Glenn Beck's show. And the whole show was examples throughout history of how elites use government to shut down their competition, and how the Federal Reserve wants a world government, and how socialism is designed by the elites to impoverish and make people dependent. And I am literally beside myself. I got home. My wife was like, why are you so happy? Because I'm usually not unhappy, but focused and quiet. And you'd think I was loud and bombastic like I am on air. I basically just do the research and explode on air. But, and I was like, honey, we're winning. I mean, folks, I'm listening to the local host, the national host. I'm just going through the channel going, is this a joke? And they're all saying it. They finally got it. And it's like those hidden images that came out in the 80s. And you know, they had T-shirts that would do would have an image made up of a matrix of dots. And you're like, it'll have a caption above it that says, can you see the hidden image? And you look at it, and you step back, and you can't see it, and then you get in the right spot, and you go, whoa, it's a bird, or it's a turtle, or it's a face. How did I not see that? Once you see it, you can't believe that you never saw it before when it's hiding in plain view. It's like those famous paintings where it's a woman sitting at her nightstand or makeup table putting makeup on, and she's a beautiful woman, but then you can reverse it and it's an old woman, or you can reverse it and it's a skull. What do they call those? We should put it on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Old paintings that show a beautiful woman and a skull. That'll probably bring it up. And then you flip it and it's the skull. See, that's how the New World Order works. They show you the side they want you to see. They tell you what you're seeing when they put an image up. Oh, we're liberating. It's not a war. But you look at another angle, they're not liberating. It is a war. So it's not just two-sided. It's like a deceptive cloaking device. And once the cloaking device falls, everybody goes, what? It's the private Federal Reserve. It's J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, funding the carbon taxes, funding the corporate welfare, funding the regulations to shut down their competition. And once you got that, you can go to the working class, you can go to the middle class, you can go to the nouveau riche, you can go to the independent billionaires above them, and you can say, do you understand how history works? Humans build the same systems over and over again. Powerful inside elite groups, going back to Rome, you name it, this is what Caesar did, they get together and say, why should we have this big giant middle class? Let's just basically bring in foreigners to be our police, to supplant the Romans, and basically take their property, and then give part of it to the outsiders. And that's what immigration is about, all of it. Immigration would be fine if they got here, were taught American pride, taught Bill of Rights, taught Constitution, handed a firearm once they became citizens, but they're not. They're taught collectivism, political correctness, anti-gun, anti-private property, and the globalists are racing to bring in the Eastern Europeans and the Latin Americans and the Asians and everybody else who come from total despotic socialized systems run by the banking cartels already, or their own version of corrupt elites that operate the same way. It's a tropism. You know what a tropism is? Look it up. Folks, will you give me the definition of a tropism? Did we find, there it is. There it is. Charles Allen Gilbert. And let's click on the image. And it's a beautiful woman in her evening gown, putting makeup on with her perfume in front of her. And then it's a double image that it's a skull. And there's a whole class of those. There's some other ones where you flip it over and it's an old woman, or you flip it over and it's a skull. Now, they've done studies. You can just pull these up. Just type Americans five times more narcissistic than any other country in psychological studies. That's from 60 years of TV, training us to be spectators and live in la-la land. This all gets into mind control. We can also pull up psychological studies that Americans now, because we're the center of the New World Order, it's not that we're bad, we were the best, so the globalists had to really concentrate on us and test it all out on us to get us under their control so they could use us as their modern Hessian global mercenary system. But in studies, Americans also have more trouble than anyone else in the world in studies recognizing double images, recognizing hidden in plain view. I mean, I look at that image, and I instantly see the skull. But we'll put it back on screen. Now, they've done studies in colleges in the U.S. Most people, you can pull these numbers up, most people cannot see that skull. If you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv right now, we've got to do an article about this, or, you know what, let's make that the cartoon of the day down at the bottom of Infowars.com, right-hand side. We'll take that political cartoon down that shows Obama crushing people with debt, saying we've got to take more debt. Let's replace it with that and put under it maybe beauty is in the eye of the beholder or something. But the issue is there, we'll put it back on screen, you are an informed audience looking deeper into things. On average, people watching right now are like, of course you can see the skull. Remember, in studies, and they've actually used this photo in studies and similar ones, most people cannot see that skull. They cannot see it. So this is what's happening. All these talk show hosts can finally see the skull right there in their face. All they can see is the beautiful lady. See, she's the distraction. Why do you think a magician generally uses a beautiful assistant wearing a tiny skirt or no skirt at all, basically, you know, in fishnet stockings or a garter belts? Why do you think they do that? Because when you're busy looking at her, when she's presenting herself to you, he can do the sleight of hand and get the rabbit from under the table. And once you can see the rabbit, once you can see the trick, once you can see the skull, it's over. Hidden in plain view. And there's some great job finding that with the limited info I gave you. There's a whole class of those. I bet that Wikipedia article will have links, because in the 18th, 19th century, that was all the rage for over 100 years, towards the latter part of the 18th into the 19th century. And then into even the 20th, obviously. But I digress. There's a lot of news here to cover. It's just we've got to understand that hidden in plain view is a corrupt, evil elite who own both parties. There are good people in both parties. There are more good people in the Republican Party because they are the group that at least has to pay lip service to the old Republic. They have to at least pay lip service. The left pays lip service to freedom and democracy and anti-war, anti-torture, anti-spying. But you notice, Jimmy Carter gives you FEMA. Jimmy Carter gives you police state. And it just continues with Obama. Because it's two wings on the same bird of prey. I'm not looking at the wings. I'm looking at the head of the bird, the skull of the bird, the eyes of the bird that are attached to the brain of the bird. And I'm looking at the talons of the bird, the face scanning cameras, the checkpoints, the police being taught there is no Fourth Amendment, the warrantless wiretapping, the police with automatic systems that break into your phones and download everything. All being announced. Those are the talons. The wings carry the bird, keep people within the political paradigm, but the talons are the enforcement arm, the talons and the legs. And the heart is the American taxpayer funding and pumping oxygen through the system. But that head, the Trilateral Commission, Bilderberg Group, those are the eyes that connect to the brain. Or you could say the intelligence agencies are the eyes. The issue here is start really studying history. And then once you do, You're not going to be into baseball anymore. You're not going to be into football anymore like you were. You're not going to be into acting cool with your buddies and telling jokes at the bar anymore. Once you find out about history, it will consume you. Reality will consume you. When you realize that this global elite doesn't just want to dominate and take everything over, that they openly say at the UN Biological Diversity Assessment 1996, State Department Memorandum 200, the countless statements and documents and official U.S. and British policy since 1949 is to establish a global private corporate government, extinguish local, state, and federal sovereignty, and to then set up a total control grid to carry out an organized one world, one child policy that will then phase in genetic testing to be able to have children, and then licenses to even have one child, and then to actually release bioweapons to forcibly reduce populations. And they built the cadres of eugenics scientists who believe in this, who they test injecting little kids all over the world with live polio, as they've been caught, Associated Press, just last year, over and over again worldwide, and live syphilis. Not just black people 50 years ago. Everybody. And then, when you realize this is going on, and that they're putting radioactive isotopes in our water, CBS News, Texas. Oh, they're putting it in the water, but we just want to know why they covered it up. If you're a new listener, you're like, this guy's crazy. Oh, really? I'm crazy? Why don't you write down everything I'm saying, get in front of a search engine, and get ready? Get ready. Because I didn't make up anything. You see, weak-minded people choose to not believe. I've had Nightline here, MSNBC, Rolling Stone, New York Magazine, Texas Monthly, list goes on and on, hundreds of newspaper interviews over the phone, and I'll say, they go, so you believe the government wants to kill us? Ha, 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 80%. And I go, would you like me to send you dozens of statements at the UN just last year, Ted Turner, saying global government, one-child policy? Would you like me to send you David Rockefeller, New York Times, calling for it, saying how great Mao was? Would you like me to send you the statements from the UN? Would you like to send me the World Population Program, 1949, issued by His Royal Highness as a program in England? Would you like to read the statements by the World Wildlife Fund? Would you like to understand eugenics, social Darwinism, Malthusianism? Would you like me to send it all to you? Would you like me to send you hundreds of quotes of Nobel Prize winners like Bertrand Russell? And the list goes on, saying the exact same thing. And then it goes back to Plato 2,500 years ago, or 2,350, I forget. The point is, writing books about how they should breed the lower classes to be mindless slaves, or maybe just go ahead and kill them all and use war to do it. And that he is sourced by Sir Malthus. He is sourced by Darwin. He is sourced by the social Darwinists. Eugenics started in England 160 years ago, roughly 1850. Galton, the cousin of Darwin. I'm not getting into debates about evolution. The point is, they are saying social Darwinism, that it's their right to enslave us, their right to kill us, because they got in positions of power. That means they are the fittest. That means it's their right. You may have heard of this, Adolf Alois Hitler, who in Nuremberg, have you read the Nuremberg trial? Just type Nuremberg eugenics defense. And the Nazis got up and said, yeah, we injected little kids with stuff. Yeah, we killed people. Yeah, we had medical experiments. Yeah. And Hitler gave speeches and wrote letters to Margaret Sanger, and I've got it in Endgame, and all these other top eugenicists on White House and Rockefeller payroll, and the Rockefeller family funded the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute for the Nazis from the 20s before they even got into power, right through it, and IBM, run by Thomas Watson, who traveled to worship Hitler, and who gave him the machines and the IBM technicians to put the tattoos on people, that's the code number they would enter in the machine to decide how long to work them or when to kill them. They would measure their body fat and age and all this and enter it, and the machine would tell them who to kill and who not to kill. You know, I've told this story. My dad was top of his class when he was a junior in high school, and he was sent to the Texas Science Academy thing, and he won an essay about fighting the communist threat and all this stuff in Dallas on a radio station, so he got real popular and he traveled around and gave speeches. The point is, my dad, when he got to UT as a sophomore in high school over the summer, they then tested thousands of people and they took the cream of that crop and called them in behind closed doors and said, we're going to set up a world government. And by the way, this happened to anybody who was top of their class. Just like Model UN goes after the top of the class, training the kids how to be UN bureaucrats. And he saw what it was and said no way and ran from it. And this has gone on all over the world. And again, I've told the story. His Jewish professor, who was the head of the botany department, later a Jewish professor when he went to UT, but then in high school, he was one of the heads of the program. His name was Speer. He called him in and he said, Hitler was bad because he was only going after certain groups. We're going after everybody. Black, Jewish, German, Chinese, because he was obsessed with breeding plants and moths and all this stuff. And he said, we're going to make the super system and you're going to be part of it. And there was these other UT officials. And then Aaron Dykes went to UT decades later and they taught basically the same stuff. Then they tell the general public there is no New World Order.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way. And you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
And my dad a few months ago did correct me. Specifically, the UT people were like, Hitler was bad going around just killing certain groups. It wasn't that they were going to kill everybody. It was that they were going to have one-child policies and basically phase out the dumb people. And so that's why if you read any major futurist book put out by transhumanists, the eugenicist, This is all they talk about. It's all Ted Turner, Prince Philip, all of them, Queen Beatrix. This is their religion. And that's my point. They think it's good to get rid of you. Now, we've got Bob Chapman coming up on the economy, S&P downgrading the outlook for the dollar, retaining its AAA rating, the U.S. retaining its credit rating. Here's AP today. Greek Prime Minister, ratings agencies are running our lives. Well, that's the plan. And that's what the big banks are doing. The nation will be even more bankrupt once we got to pay more interest to these private bankers for the right to even use our own currency. And we've got some of these other headlines. Oil lifted by weak dollar and volatile trade. Because it's Friday, I guess it's Good Friday, the day before or 2 days before Easter, the markets are closed here. And they expected, because of lighter trading, for gold and silver to correct a little bit before continuing to go up. But no, gold and silver are up in the foreign Asian markets. And that's because the dollar is down. Now, there are some put options in the next month for gold and silver to go down, but there are more of the other options, the calls, for it to go up. Regardless, the dollar, this isn't the Hunt brothers trying to corner silver in 80. This is, and this is what all the analysts are admitting, this is the dollar and other currencies devaluing, and people and institutions like universities running to secure something. And it doesn't mean it's a perfect silver bullet. They could pull some manipulation and drive it down, but it always just goes back up in the last 11 years. Ted Anderson, tell us the prices on the specials of the gold and silver you bought in the last month. The stuff you bought 2 months ago sold out, so prices have gone up. It is better than anything else I've seen out there. The silver dollars, the silver half dollars, the gold francs, the sovereigns, the American Eagles, Buffaloes, all of it. You got some great deals, but this is amazing because you and I talking last night expected gold and silver to go down a little bit today, but it didn't. It only went up.
Yeah, I know. It did. It went up, and now in the Asian markets, like you said, with Good Friday, the markets being closed, not only here in the United States, but also in Europe. But Asia, the market's strong. 1507.50 gold, that's up $1.80. 4672 silver, that's up too.
And generally, the major markets in the West being closed would automatically lower prices because volume goes down. The opposite is happening. That's a big sign that it's going to explode next week.
Yeah, well, that's what it is. I mean, the Asians are the one that are so concerned about the United States dollar. I mean, let's face it, China wants to get away from the United States dollar. I'm going to hold that price right through Easter Sunday here on the Obama DVD, Fall of the Republic, Endgame. For it's $120 delivered, and I just want people to take advantage of that offer. I mean, it just right now at this time, everything else, Alex, is just, you know, I wake up in the morning and the prices are up, and it's so hard to hold on. We've got so many people placing orders. Silver's in such short supply. Eagles are just almost impossible to buy. Rounds. I mean, you try going to a local dealer and trying to buy silver. There's just nothing out there.
No, they're selling it for $50 a piece, so they've got it. You've got three silver dollars, well over $120 value, what, $130 now in the market. Three of my best-selling films. Three different DVDs and free shipping. So that's basically $80 off what it should cost. Just the three silver dollars at the price you're offering them is the best deal I've seen out there. How much is it, Ted?
It's $120 delivered for the three silver dollars and the three videos. It's just a fabulous buy. With spot where it is, you can't buy the silver dollars for that out there for that price.
And that's also, shipping's included in that, folks. You can't beat it. 800-686-2237. When you call tonight, today, or this weekend, they'll be there. It ends Sunday night. Be sure and ask about other stuff on the radio list. Tell them Alex Jones sent you. 800-686-2237.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.